In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of today is a part from chapter 6 from the Gospel of St. Luke. May his blessing be thus, Amen. And in this part, our Lord Jesus Christ gave us the practical Christian life, because our Christian life has two aspects. The first is the perfect faith in the Holy Trinity, perfect faith in the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, perfect faith in redemption, salvation, and the sacraments of the church. This aspect is very important, to have a perfect faith, a proper faith, faith which is not deviated. This is very important aspect. But on the other hand, this faith must be manifested in work, must be manifested in deeds, must be manifested in life, in practical life. As the gospel said, I will show you my faith by my work. أريك إيماني بأعمالي. الحياة المسيحية لها وجهين. وجه اللي هو الإيمان السليم، والوجه الآخر السلوك السليم. And that's why the gospel always teaches us or speaks to us about how to walk. And our church put this part in the prime prayer, how to walk. I beseech you to walk worthy. I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. أسألكم أنا الأسير في الرب أن تسلكوا كما يحق للإيه؟ للدعوة. الجانب السلوكي جانب مهم جدا. I beseech you to walk. It is not only a matter of perfect faith. It is not only a matter to believe in God and to believe in Christ and his divinity. But this faith has to be manifested practically in our life. And this is what our Lord Jesus Christ focused in this chapter. And St. Paul always speaking about how to walk. Walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. And in other parts, St. Paul speak about how to walk in love. Isloku bil mahabba. This is very important. This is very important. Walk in love. As Christ also loved us and gave himself for us. Isloku fil mahabba kama ahabbana al-Masih aydan wa sallim nafsu la'ajlina. So, more than few times, St. Paul speaks about how to walk. Walk worthy of the calling and walk in love. And also, he says in other part, see then that you walk circumspectly. انظروا كيف تسلكون بالتدقيق. Not as fools, but as wise. انظروا كيف تسلكون بالتدقيق. ليس كجهلاء ولكن كحكماء. So my beloved, the gospel of today is putting very important points as lights
to illuminate our life how to walk. Because we live in a world, and this world suffers a lot from sins, from corruption. And this world wants to see not Christian, but to see Christ himself. The world in which we live need Christ, need the Christ to be manifested. And how Christ to be manifested? Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, have risen to heaven. He is no longer on earth now by his body, or we cannot see him now by these eyes. But there is a problem. The world needs the Christ. How they can find the Christ? They will find the Christ and know Christ through you. The life of Christ is to be manifested in your life. The life of Christ is to be revealed and obvious and manifested in your life, because you are the sons of the Most High, into Bani Ali tud'un. And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ speak here about how to walk in love. God is love, and Christian life without love is nothing. By this, all will know that you are my disciples. And we ask our Lord Jesus Christ, how can the world know that we are your disciples, our Lord Jesus Christ? Is it by speaking to them about you? Is it by teaching them the gospel through explanation? Is it by doing some miracles? يا رب نبين لهم ان احنا تلاميذك ازاي؟ هل نشرح الانجيل؟ هل نعلم الانجيل؟ هل تدينا فرصة ان احنا نعمل معجزات؟ يقول لنا لا. بهذا يعرف الجميع انكم تلاميذي. هاو؟ ان كان لكم حب بعضكم نحو ايه؟ نحو بعض. ان كان لكم حب بعضكم نحو بعض. By this all will know that you are my disciples. How? If you have love for one another. And that's why the gospel of today speaks about love. Before we spoke about how to forgive the others. And to forgive the others, it is to give God chance to forgive you or to forgive me. We always say to him, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. اغفر لينا يا رب لان احنا زي احنا ما بنغفر للاخرين انت تغفر لينا. Today, our Lord Jesus Christ is taking us a step more than forgiveness. It is not a matter of only forgiveness, but it is a matter of love. Not only to forgive, but to love. And not only to love those who love you, but to love even your enemies. العجيب ان المسيحية بتدي اتساع عجيب. بتدينا حياة سماوية. بتقول لنا زي السماء ما فيهاش غير حب. وفي السماء ما فيش غير فرح. عشان كده لازم انتوا على الارض تبقوا مواطنين سمائيين
You are heavenly people, living on earth, but representing the heaven on earth, representing God, representing Christ Himself. You are not living here just to work and to come every week to the church to attend the liturgy, and that's it. No, I can say to you, who are you according to the Gospels? Who are you according to the Gospels? You are the light of the world. أنت نور العالم والعالم يحتاج النور دوت. You are the salt of the earth. أنتم ملح الأرض والعالم من غيركم ملوش طعم. You are the fragrance of Christ. أنتم رائحة المسيح الزكية. You are the epistle of Christ. أنتم رسالة المسيح. You are not only carrying a message to the world. You are not only carrying message to the world that he may know God. But you are the epistle. You are the message. Through your life in Christ, through manifesting the heavenly life, through manifesting Christ's life in your walk, in your deeds, in your behaviors. The world needs the Christ, and he will not know and see the Christ except in you. العالم محتاج يشوف المسيح ويعرف المسيح ومش هيلاقي المسيح إلا فيكم. And that's why you have to manifest the life of Christ in your walk, in your behaviors, in your deeds. Because our Lord Jesus Christ considered us as witness for him, witness through our life. And that's why, my beloved, I say to you, according to the scripture, you are the light of the world, أنت نور العالم. You are the salt of the earth, أنتم ملح الأرض. You are the fragrance of Christ, أنتم رائحة المسيح الزكية. تعبير جميل وعجيب بيدي إحساس أن العالم عايز يشم فينا ريحة المسيح. يشم فينا ريحة المسيح. To those who are saved and even to those who will perish. للكل. We are the fragrance of Christ. And also you are the epistle of Christ. I say to you, you are not only light of the world, or earth, or salt of the earth, or the epistle of Christ, or fragments of Christ, but St. Paul gave each one of you the degree of ambassador. You are ambassador for Christ. Do you know this? أنتم سفراء للمسيح. هذه حقيقة يعلنها الإنجيل ويعلنها بولس الرسول. You are the ambassador for Christ. And any ambassador have to represent his country in a good way. And so you have to represent the heavenly life as an ambassador. You have to represent your Christ, the heavenly life in your life. The life of Christ to be manifested in your body, in your deeds, and in your behavior. That's why, my beloved, as St. Paul said, I beseech you to walk worthy to the calling which you have, which you were called. اسلكوا كما يحق للدعوة التي دعيتم إليها. والسلوك عجيب وراقي ورائع في كلمات المسيح. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who spitefully use you. It's amazing for Christians to manifest this heavenly life, not only to forgive those who trespass against you, but from glory to glory, the Holy Spirit leads us not only to forgive, but to love. Not only to love those who love you, but to love even your enemies. And to pray for all, even those who spitefully use you. تصلوا من أجل الذين يسيئون إليكم وتحسنوا إلى اللي بيبغضوكم وتحبوا أعدائكم. And do good, تحسنوا إلى مبغضيكم. It is not only a matter of emotion. Love here is not feeling or emotions only. مش مجرد مشاعر. But it is practical love to do good to those who hate you. It is a practical love to do good. And that's why, my beloved, the gospel of today gives us the way how we have to live in this world, how we have to live as ambassadors to Christ, ambassadors for Christ, epistle of Christ, fragrance of Christ, light of the world, salt of the earth. These are not titles to be put on your head and to take it as titles to be proud of. But this is responsibility, that the world may see your good work and your good walk and glorify God who are in heaven. عشان كده معلمنا بولس الرسول دايما يكلمنا ازاي المسيح ارتفع بينا وادانا حياه على مستوى السماء. ولنا مش عايز الشر يغلبكم، لكن عايزكم تغلبوا الشر. تغلبوا الشر بالايه؟ بالخير. لا يغلبنك الشر، بل اغلب الشر بالايه؟ بالخير. عشان كده بيقول لنا يعني not leave the evil to overcome you, but you overcome evil by good. لا يغلبنك الشر، بل اغلب الشر بالإيه؟ اغلب الشر بالخير. هو ده الدستور السماوي. بيدوروا على دستور يكتبوه في مصر، وعايزين يعملوا دستور، وإن شاء الله يعملوا دستور. بس احنا عندنا دستور آخر، constitution آخر. دستورنا دستور سماوي، بيعلمنا ازاي نحب، وازاي نعمل الخير من اجل الكل، وازاي نصلي من اجل الكل. وهكذا احبائي، نحن نصلي من اجل الجميع، نحن نصلي من اجل حتى الاعداء، ومحبتنا تتسع لتشمل حتى اعدائنا. في سلوك او في سلوكيات يقولوها كده في علم النفس، لما أو يعني الآباء قالوا أن to return evil for good، أنك تجازي عن الخير بالشر. يقولوا it is satanic work، ده عمل شيطاني. تجازي عن الخير بالشر. To return evil for good is satanic act or satanic work. To return evil for evil, تجازي عن الشر بالشر, يقولوا عليه it is carnal act, عمل وحشي أو عمل حيواني. To return good for good, تجازي عن الحاجة الحلوة بحاجة حلوة, الخير بالخير, يقولوا عليه it is human, حاجة إنسانية. But how if you return good for evil, لو أنت جازيت عن الشر بالخير, يقولوا it is godly act, divine, ده عمل إلهي. أن تجازي عن الخير بالشر فده عمل الشياطين, وإنك تجازي عن الشر بالشر ده عمل يعملوه الحيوانات. تجازي عن الخير بالخير وصلت إلى مستوى إنساني, أما أن تجازي خير عن الشر فده يقولوا عليه ده عمل إلهي. You are the sons of the most high, أنتم بني العلي. عشان كده بيقول لنا المسيح لما تعملوا كده بني العلي تدعونا. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you. ما نعرفش نلعن حد. بولس الرسول يقول we being reviled we bless, being persecuted we endure, نشتم فنبارك, نضطهد فنحتمل. This is the Christian life. This is the life which has to be manifested before the whole world, because the world is in great need to see Christ, and our Christ offered love, and he offered love up to death on the cross. And you as followers to Christ, his name is called in you, and that's why we have to follow our Lord Jesus Christ in his deeds and acts, and be an example for every one of us, a good example to forgive the others, to love even the enemies, even the enemies, and to do good even to those who hate you. This is the Christianity. This is what the world wants to know, wants to see. It is easy to speak. It is easy to say this sermon, because to speak is an easy matter. But these are not for only sermon, but it has to be manifested in life. اللي بنقوله دوت حياة لازم الواحد يدوقها ولازم الواحد يعيشها. ازاي يعيش بالحب؟ ازاي يقدر يحب الكل؟ And this I can say to you, it is not an easy. It needs power from heaven. It needs grace from above. No anybody can assume that he can do this by his natural qualification. No, it needs power from above. احنا محتاجين قوة من فوق. بالقوة اللي من فوق والنعمة اللي تجينا من المسيح نقدر نعيش وصايا المسيح. And this power have already been given to us. You have received the power of the Holy Spirit. You have been sanctified. You have been purified. You are now the sons of the Most High, and that's why we have to resemble him in his behaviors. لازم ما دمنا احنا ابناء العلي يبقى نعمل زيه ونسلك زيه ونعيش زيه. ربنا يدينا نعمة عشان نترجم الحاجات دي. العالم اللي احنا عايشين فيه عالم موجوع ومضروب بالخطية ومضروب بالشر ومضروب بالفساد,
محتاج يشوف مش مسيحيين، محتاج يشوف المسيح فينا. ودي فرصتنا ان احنا ما نجيش ونحضر ونصلي ونطلع كأن احنا عملنا اللي علينا. You are the epistle of Christ. انتم رسالة المسيح. You are the fragrance of Christ. انتم رائحة المسيح. You are the ambassadors for Christ. انتم سفراء تمثلون المسيح وتمثلوا السماء. فياريت نمثل السماء تمثيل حلو ونفرح قلب المسيح ونبقى سفراء على مستوى يليق بالسماء ويليق باللي احنا بنمثله، لان احنا بنمثل الله نفسه. ربنا يديكوا نعمة ويديكوا بركة لإلهنا المجد الدائم إلى الأبد. أمين. Thank you.